A big welcome back into the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. I'm Bob Bubka, here with Jay Randolph Jr., but much better known as STL Golf Geek on Twitter. Guess what, golf fans? This week we'll discuss the incredible preparations for the PGA Tour going to Fort Worth in just a few days. And as an added surprise, we have some insight into the heavyweight champion of the world. But first, let's get my partner in here, Jay Randolph Jr. Let me begin by asking, Jay, how are things at Gateway National Golf Links, and how's the Normandy Golf Club project coming along?
Yeah, Bob, I've kind of been in a situation where I'm involved with both clubs as a quote-unquote golf ambassador, promoting them, working at both properties. Right now, the situation with Gateway over in Madison, Illinois, is that area has pretty much opened it up to four golfers per group and single-rider carts. So Missouri and Southern Illinois are almost at the same point. So golf is being played safely. I think it'll be interesting in the next week to 10 days to see, as many people have hit the golf courses, if there is any correlation between positive tests and playing golf. I don't think there will be, but I didn't think a lot of things before this whole thing started. I think we're still a little up in the air on the whole deal. Bob, I must tell you, I was at Normandy on Saturday, and in a sense, rightly or wrongly, it was almost like nothing had ever happened. But for people that are listening to us that have not left, their home per se, other than to go grocery shopping or essential needs, they probably don't understand what I'm saying. So it's been fascinating for me to see, one aspect of one aspect being extremely safe and another environment where, it may not be as safe.
Jay, something quirky that's come up just last week or two with me, surprised initially to hear about how bad it is for people that own dry cleaners. I mean, without people going out to work, nobody's getting their clothes cleaned. They're yep. really taking it on the chin. But even more surprising and related to golf, I don't live too far from a driving range. And yeah. over the last 2 to 3 weeks, Jay, every time I go by, it seems like every hitting bay is full. I mean, I keep wanting to pull in there and saying, what are you doing? Are you giving away free range balls or what's the gimmick here?
Well, it has been fascinating, Bob. And we talked about this when this kind of initially started, or how did golf fit in, or this and that. Because people are so pent up and have been at home, whether they feel like they should be or they shouldn't be, they have been. And I think, as we've talked about, golf is about the safest sport or event that one could either play or attend. I mean, when you hear Broadway shut down through September, that hits you. But yet we're a couple of weeks away from golf being played in a professional environment, but without fans watching and with proper social distancing. So everything now is just kind of a test. And I appreciate what the tour is trying to do and how they will make alterations as the process continues to play out.
Well, I hate to be living in Los Angeles right now. I heard on TV, and I'm hoping that maybe I was still asleep, but they said the beaches in L.A. are now open, but they're not allowing any sunbathing. So I don't know if you got to come there in your own closet, or what do you have to do? It's just a wacky, wacky world, but we're getting through it. we're getting through it. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and hopefully things will be back to normal. Along those lines, Jay, this Sunday going to be a little bit normal. We're going to see live golf on television. The driving, TaylorMade driving, I should say, relief skins match. Pretty interesting. McIlroy and Dustin Johnson versus Wolf and Ricky Fowler. Very entertaining.
Well, I have never played or been to Seminole Golf Club. It's probably the one place that I haven't been that I would love to be or see. And now I'm going to get to see it. And we talked about it, Bob. We had that discussion of when Tiger and Phil announced the match, what golf course would you like to see it be played at? And a lot of people on my Twitter feed chimed in Seminole. Well, now they're going to get to see Seminole. You know, Seminole and Pine Valley, unless you've seen Shell's Wonderful World of Golf, you know, on Pine Valley, that's the thing that I it's going to be fun to see McIlroy and Dustin Johnson, Matthew Wolf and Ricky Fowler. You know, Matthew Wolf got the Oklahoma State ties there with Fowler. I know a lot of people have gone, Matthew Wolf. You know, it's kind of surprised people, but obviously the tie's there. And, you know, for me, I just want to see Seminole, Bob.
Let's get one thing straight. You alluded to the fact that you have not ever been to Seminole and you've never played Seminole. You join in that sentiment with 99.9% of the population of golfers in the United States that have never been there. I'll tell you what, let me find out how serious Jay really wants to be about playing Seminole, maybe even being a member. Here's the requirements, Jay. Single-digit handicap, check. Jay could do that. Status and who you know, probably could do that. So now it's down to just one little item. Plenty of pocket money. You in,
goodbye.
Jay, or you out?
Your entry has been turned down. You know, I mentioned Tom O'Toole's involvement with the Normandy Project, the former executive director, former president of the United States Golf Association. Tom is a member. So I feel like if I really if I had the gumption and the want to, I could tee it up there. But I'm really looking forward to seeing it, Bob, and seeing how it plays. And you know, it's going to be fun to have some big names teeing it up and watching them play one of the greatest golf courses in North America.
One other thing about Seminole, gentlemen, it had been arranged for him to play as he's going to the golf course. A traffic accident occurs. He gets involved in some traffic. He gets there. He's 10 minutes late for his tee time, and he is told, turn around. You're not late here at Seminole. You don't get to tee it up. Basically had a nervous breakdown in the parking lot. So, I mean, I agree with you, though. It's going to be fun to see golf, but where they're playing it, it's just an incredible, incredible place. By the way, the CEO of the PGA of America, Seth Waugh, he's a member, so you could always give him a call. So let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen. It's going to be a team skins game. A lot of our listeners certainly have played skins. The thing that they're not perfectly clear on, and maybe you can shed some light, Jay, if a hole is not won, are they playing carryovers?
Yes, they are. My understanding is there will be carryovers. And for folks that don't know, if you're playing the first hole for a $5 skin and the two teams tie, you go to hole number two, and now it's $10. So, the carryovers will occur. And, Bob, I always love how they do this. It sets up the potential. If all 17 holes were tied, then 18 could be worth $700,000. And I could also be a 34 waste. But you never know.
No, you do never know. Especially two players. And then they even went so far, Jay, I thought this was interesting. They're worried about time and, you know, whether they're going to have sunlight and whatnot. If everything fails and they're running out of daylight and they have to decide, there's going to be a hole. They're going to play it from about 125 yards away. I guess if that doesn't work a couple of times, they'll move it to 25 yards away and then maybe even a 25-foot putt. I don't know. But somehow they're going to get the money out to charity, and that is the main thing.
Yeah, McIlroy and DJ are playing for the American Nurses Foundation, and the Okie State boys, Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolf, are playing for the CDC Foundation. So this is great. TaylorMade stepping up in a big way with the dough. And also, if there's an ace made, $150,000. Bob, you talked about Seminole earlier. Donald Ross, built in 1929. How would you like to be the head cheese, the head pro at Oakmont? And then it starts to get a little cold there in Pittsburgh, and you say, oh, you know what, I'll fly down to South Florida, and I'll be the head pro at Seminole. Well, that's how good he is. Bob Ford, who once said, at Seminole, it's all about where you put the ball on the green, and that's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, Ben Hogan was fully aware of Seminole. He would go down there in March to prepare for the Masters. So Ben Hogan, I would say, knows a thing or two about golf courses. He rates Seminole way up there. So if you're not doing anything on Sunday, Jay and I are telling you, just take a glance. It's on the ocean. It's a seaside golf course, but it's spectacular. And it's extremely difficult to get in. You know, just off the top of my head, in the top 10, as far as gaining membership, you know, you have Seminole, you have Pine Valley, you have Augusta National, probably the granddaddy of them all. But Shinnecock and National, both mm-hmm. out on Long Island, they're right there in the top 10. And Cypress Point out in California also falls into that category.
Absolutely, Bob. You just nailed it. And, of course, you've been to all of them. You're the man. There's no doubt about it, the VOG. And, of course, then we've got the Tiger Film match, and we'll preview that next week. Played at the Medalist with Manning and Tom Brady. Totally different type of golf course. And Bob and I have both been to the Medalist, so we'll talk about it next week. But another golf course, which is open and in tremendous shape, is Gateway National in Madison, Illinois. Here's a little more info. Enjoy golf as it was meant to be played at Gateway National Golf Links, a stunning links-style course in the St. Louis area. After all, it is the number one public golf course in St. Louis, and it's the only one with bent grass fairways. Only public course in the region with bent grass fairways. Gateway National offers golfers the rare opportunity to return to the rich traditions of the game with rolling links in the heart of the country. Gentle mounds and plenty of tall grasses. Spacious fairways, and of course, when you play number three, well, you just aim for the Gateway Arch. That's right, the iconic St. Louis Arch is right there. Gateway National Golf Links, the number one public golf course in St. Louis and the only one with bent grass, with a friendly staff to make your day a memorable one, to make your tee time the best way and the best rates, are online at gatewaynational.com. An added perk, if you live here in the St. Louis area, you purchase the season pass. Walters Golf Management manages 8 other properties, and you'll get playing privileges at those golf courses. Gateway National, always in great shape. And remember that website, gatewaynational.com. That's where you'll find the best rates, gatewaynational.com.
Well, let me back up the recommendation by my partner. You have an opportunity to play Gateway National Golf Links. Capitalize on it. It is in magnificent condition, and you're going to have a lot of fun. Well, a lot of precautions being taken. I think they put out a 37-page memo on the rules and regulations for the PGA Tour's return to action. It's going to be at Colonial at Fort Worth. I don't know. Is it going to be, you know, are they doing enough? You think, Jay, is it a good move to bring pro golf back this early? What's your thoughts?
I don't know. But I think you have to start something or start somewhere. I mean, economically, Bob, it's going to get real, real bad if we're not able to start to get back to some of the functions. And one of the functions is professional sports. And the PGA Tour, because of the venue and being outdoors and the type of situation they're in, I figured would be one of the first, an individual sport. I think the tour is doing everything they possibly can. You know, they don't want anything to happen. They're working with the municipalities where these events are being played. They're coming up with procedures before anybody else. I hope it's right. You know, I see that the players are going to be offered, players and caddies, Bob, are going to be offered charter flights to the next event. You just wonder what happens when a caddy or a player tests positive. I mean, they're going to be quarantined. It's just, it's all in a way, make it up once it starts happening, or try and alter it maybe once it starts happening. But you gotta start somewhere. So I give them credit for that.
Well, there's so many possibilities. I was reading about Pat Perez, who thinks that they're coming back too soon. He brought up the scenario, and it was an interesting one. Rory McIlroy, leading by five, coming into Sunday's fourth and final round, shows up at the golf course. They take his temperature. He's running a fever. They tell him, you're DQ'd, you're out of this event, and you got to go quarantine for 14 days. Now, how's that going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it is a work in progress. I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the television coverage is this weekend. We know that there's the talk is only about 1,100 people are expected to be on site at Colonial, as opposed to 25,000-30,000. So, yeah, I don't know, Bob. I'm anxiously watching for it to play out, and hopeful that it's safe and it moves forward and there is no issue and no stoppage. But it's also hard to believe that there won't be something.
You know, it's amazing, Jay. I never thought the possibility ever existed, but it certainly could very well come into play if they tee off in this event at Colonial. Player and caddy have to be 6 feet apart, so when they get to the ball, their discussion about the shot is going to have to be rather loud, not going to be whispering into his player's ear. So he's going to be talking out loud. Of course, his opponent's going to be privy to hear all that. And then finally, the player's going to say, just throw me a 6-iron, will you? You know, so there's no more handing clubs. You got to be 6 feet apart. They got to throw it at one another.
Good luck. You know, I mean, I've seen a couple of players say, you know, if my caddy's negative and I'm negative, you know, do I really need to be 6 feet apart from him? I mean, I think we've got to understand, once you start to open things up and begin things again, even when they're in an extremely controlled environment, you've opened them up. And, you know, a caddy and a player are going to have a hard time throughout a 4-hour round maintaining 6 feet in distance. They just are. But, you know, this, like I said, it's all new. Some guys will be 10, 12 feet away based on their personal feelings. And other guys by the end of the tournament are going to be right there. I'm telling you.
Well, to wrap it up, Jay, I do want to applaud the PGA Tour. I mean, they've looked at this from every angle. They've called in, you know, the world's greatest experts that they possibly could. They're interested in getting golf back, but I think that they're still mandated by they want it to be safe. They want to set the example for other sports. I mean, NASCAR is going to be back in action. No fans, limited members in the pit crew. So that looks like that will be able to be pulled off. But, you know, the PGA Tour wants to give golf back to the people. The people want to see PGA Tour golf. And Jay Monahan and his team, I'm sure they haven't had many nights where they've gotten a good night's sleep. They're working hard on this, and the Grill Room, we certainly applaud them on doing that. And, you know, the overall goal is to minimize risk as much as possible while realizing there's no way to eliminate risk entirely. I think that just about sums it up.
Well said, Bob, no doubt. You're listening to In the Grill Room with Bob and Jay, and we're heard on KTRS, the Big 550 in St. Louis, Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or you could just ask your smart speaker Alexa, and you'll be connected. Coming up, we've got something unique for you. Bob's chat with Alan Brazil, a former Scottish soccer player, now turned sports broadcaster for Talk Sport, where you can hear Bob quite often. They're based in the UK and the largest sports radio station in the world. And Bob and Alan have worked together at Talk Sport for 20 years, so you know it's going to be good. And he also had some very interesting things to relate about boxing great Tyson Fury.
You're right, Jay. I asked Alan Brazil to pinpoint an interview that really stands out, and this was his response.
We had a great interview live in the studio with Tyson Fury just a few months ago before he fought Deontay Wilder for the second time. And it was fascinating, Bob, because this man had changed so much. He had lost, 140 pounds. He had lost from the first fight. And he started talking me through, you know, his ups and downs in life. He was from a gypsy family, traveling family. But his dad was very firm on him. And he honestly believed he was the best heavyweight almost that has ever been. And we thought, really? And he then started talking to me about suicidal thoughts when he was big, heavy, drinking too much, taking illegal substances. And he told me, frankly, one day he just thought there was a massive tree a couple of 100 yards or meters ahead. And he suddenly thought, this is it. I'm on my own. I'm going to end it. And it was the last minute he pulled out of smashing straight into this massive oak tree. And he stopped the car and he told me live and he said, that was it. I knew, come on, I have to change. And then he told us what he was going to do to Deontay Wilder. And boy, did he do it. So that was sensational.
You know, Bob, you and I remember when professional boxing was kind of king in the 70s. What a story, this guy. And, you know, he's 6'9". And, hearing Mr. Brazil talk about how big he was at one time and taking his life and driving towards a tree, I mean, that's craziness. And this guy's got a chance. I mean, he's never lost.
You're right, Jay. Many thanks to Alan Brazil from Talk Sport for giving us some insight into a side of Tyson Fury many would never suspect.
Well, now you're up to date on what's going on around the world of golf. That's it for this week.
So on behalf of our executive producer, Janice Self, Jay Randolph Jr., and myself, Bob Bupka, a big thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. Please follow us on Twitter at TGRGolf. Of course, you can like us and follow us on Facebook and on Instagram at The Grill Room Golf Show.